98.5 KYGO, it's Tracy and Fizz. Good morning. Let's spread a little chaos for Nancy. She is so sweet. That's how she was described.
Yes.
She's the sweetest person ever.
Helpful.
Yes.
They'll get you through any situation.
She runs a gift shop, and so Valentine's Day is obviously a real hot time.
For cards.
Unless you don't understand how Valentine's works.
Mark, this is Nancy. How can I help you today?
Hello, are you here? This is Sfina. I am new to the America and new to the Valentine's Day. This is my first time.
Yes.
I buy cards from you, from your store, and my son tell me, no, don't send these cards.
Oh, why not?
I don't know. Will you tell me, how does the Valentine's card work?
Well, on Valentine's Day, people celebrate a lot of ways, but with the cards, we usually send cards to each other, to someone that you care about. I mean, whether it's a husband or your boyfriend or a relative that you just want to show that you care about them and love them.
No, so I buy the cards at your store and my son tell me not to send them, but I care about these people in my life. So I'm going to send the cards to my boss and to my other men I care about for Valentine's Day.
They're friends, or are they somebody that's more of a romantic interest?
So, like, for my boss, I buy the card and it says, reasons I love you. Number one, you are kind to animals.
Okay.
And he has two dogs. We talk about his dogs, and you open the card, and it says, number two, in the bedroom, you are an animal.
Oh, I don't really think that that's kind of an appropriate card to send to your boss.
But I know he loves his dogs.
They're not talking about him being an animal like his dog. They're talking about him being like a real animal in his bed, you know, like romantic love.
So he is being romantic with his dogs?
Oh, no. You don't want to send that one to your boss, please.
Okay, so how about this one? In my apartment building, we have our man who fixes. He is our maintenance man, and he come to fix my table.
Right.
So I find a card, and it says, you are not a chair, but I would still sit on you.
It's just not an appropriate card. It's more of a romantic, humorous, like, if you know, funny, like romance kind of thing. But it would have to be for somebody that you're in love with and that you're involved in some kind of a relationship with.
Oh, okay. So in America, you sit on people you love.
They're not talking about you sitting on a chair with him. They're talking about you sitting on him, okay?
Oh, yes, like the Santa Claus. You sit on his lap.
There or somewhere else. Definitely do not give that to your maintenance guy. He's going to get the wrong idea. It's not a good thing.
So for my therapist, he tells me to journal.
Right.
And I know that we both like to cook, and on this card it's got a teddy bear, and the teddy bear, what is the pasta that you Americans eat all the time? It's got the meatballs on it.
Spaghetti?
Yes. So it's a perfect card for my therapist, and it says, roses are red, violets are blue, send nudes.
Oh, wow. Do you know what a nude is?
The spaghetti has the noodles.
No. Oh, nudes, it's not referring to spaghetti noodles. It's referring to a picture of you naked. So you're asking him to send pictures of himself naked to you. So, no, again. Not noodles. I'm sorry.
Somebody sends a picture with their jumbles?
Jumbles?
Oh!
I'm so sorry. I don't know. I mean, I think you just must have been in the wrong section of the card.
Yeah, I need new cards. I need new cards for sure. I'll have to stop at, back in and say hello. Nancy, this is Tracy and
Nancy.
Fizz.
Nancy.
Welcome to Funanigans.
Nancy.
Oh, no.
Nancy. You are the sweetest lady in the world for trying to help out this situation. Nancy.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. That was so funny. You really got me.